It looks worse than it is. Half this mess is in his blood. He'll be all right if we can beat the infection. But you don't have to clue him. Let him talk. I shifted to Wang Bao. Tai Dei, my captain expresses a regret that your people have not dealt with us frankly. However, in honor of Sara, and because I asked for it as family, he will do what he can to ease Uncle Doge's passage back to the Cao Nyum. Cao Nyum could be either a place or a state of being that could be described as the universe's central depository of souls. I wasn't sure which because the Nguyen Bao didn't discuss their religious beliefs. Whatever, Cao Nyum was where souls waited to return to the world if they had not accumulated enough good karma to get off the wheel of life. The Guni call their similar place Swega, which for them can be several places at once, including heaven and hell, with the soul on standby getting doses of each according to the tally sheet that's been kept of his good deeds and bad. My comment strained Tide's honor and loyalty. He was angry with me. "Too much disrespect, my brother," I said. "So explain why I should treat him better than some pain-in-the-ass second cousin." "Ignorance is your shield," Tide advised me. "Grant me a boon?" "Ask away." "Say nothing more." I'd begun to suspect that I'd run my mouth too much already, so I had no problem granting his wish. "You got it." Uncle muttered to Tai Dei several times during the next quarter hour. That was pure delirium. Nothing he said illuminated the situation any better. Then he passed into unconsciousness because Croker had given him something for his pain. I didn't reassure Tai Dei about him waking up. Let him be astounded by the old man's medical magic. Let him feel even more obligation than he already did. Once Uncle was out and unable to fight us, we set his bones and cleansed his wounds. Not much flesh had to be abraded. The fireballs had done a great job of cauterization. Uncle was going to sport some major scars from now on, though. He might never have complete use of the right side of his body again, either. His right arm was broken in three places. One break was a compound fracture. His right shin bone was broken as well, 6 inches below the knee. It never occurred to Tai Dei to ask why he was helping set the bones of a man who was about to die. He was in another world. He was communing with his soul, with the thing that made him Tai Dei. After a while, he said, "I argued against it when they sent Sara away. My voice was too small to carry any weight." He didn't look at me when he spoke. His body language told me it was not something he would discuss again, ever. Chapter 95. The following morning, I talked cautiously to several Guni about Nguyen Bao mythology. They were no help. I ran into a slew of contempt. If the Guni had possessed any grasp of the concept, they would have labeled the Nguyen Bao heretics. They didn't. Taglian society was too completely pluralistic religiously. Nobody I spoke to had any idea what the key might be. I suspect that it might not be a religious relic, even though I'd overheard enough to understand that it had been one of the major treasures kept hidden at the temple where Sara was confined. I wondered what the connection might be, if there was any. "I'm getting really tired of this hike," I told Tai Dei